I didn't catch your name. What's your name again?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Okay, Gabriel. All right. Well, I'm going to... Here's my director. They'll take over from here.
Thank you, Will. Hi, Gabriel. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing good?
I'm good.
I'm good. Thanks for asking. It sounds like you're driving. I hope your hand's free.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Again, it's a okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I actually handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you were talking with Will, and he does a really great job going over the basics of the program. In fact, I'm actually just grabbing some notes that he did send over to me. Before we do jump into the pricing and details, did you have any questions for me as far as where we do the placement, how it works, anything in particular?
Not really, but hypothetically, if I was to, like, you know, go with you guys, I already have a website built with the company that I am on as well.
I was going to ask you about that because I caught a little end of the conversation, but I heard in there about Town Square. Are you currently with Town Square right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on a contract with them, or are you doing a monthly program?
3-month contract.
When did your contract start? Do you mind if I ask?
The contract ends the 11th
month. Oh, of this month. Okay. So, on the 3 months that you've been with them, have you noticed a difference in your online presence or your volume of calls that you've been receiving for new customers?
I actually have, yeah.
Good. And are you happy with what you've invested with them? Have you at least made that money back on what you invested?
Yeah.
Okay. So, to be fair, right, you're on a contract with them until the 11th. Are you planning to renew that contract, or are you trying to find other marketing and switching from them to another company?
To be honest, I haven't really felt like the need to switch. Like, they did a lot better than Deja, and yeah.
Oh, I would hope they would. I would hope that they would have done a lot better than PayTub, that's for sure. Okay.
They acted like they talked a big game and stuff. I didn't even know. Like, when I started talking more markers and stuff like that, they're like, dude, they just, like, 1 month cash grab, like, bare minimum.
Yeah.
They'll break your website, but that website will be, like,
but what good does that website do? You know what I mean? If you can't be found on Google.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that side looked cool, but, like, how they had it was just not, it was not ideal. And then I worked at Town Square, and their website was built very, very well, so.
Yeah, they have really good websites. I'm glad to hear that you've had a good experience with them, you know what I mean, especially switching from PayTub. And I'm a straight shooter. I like to be transparent, right? I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste mine either, because I have a position that I am trying to get filled. So with Town Square, respectfully, right, are you doing any type of ad campaigns, or are they just primarily focusing on the local SEO and the website?
Local SEO and the website, because I just didn't want to be paying the price to do ad campaigns as well.
Okay. And you're in Sacramento, right? That's where your home base is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you familiar with Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Okay. What do you know about that program?
Not too much. Just know that it's a bit of advertisement.
Okay. Well, what that program is it's basically Google's pay-per-lead program, where that lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You just don't share it with anyone, right? It is only sent to you.
Yeah.
It is, I would say, one of Google's better products, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your targeted area from Sacramento, you're going out about a 30-mile radius, correct? Strictly for junk removal?
Yeah. Sorry, someone just cut this person off. almost made him crash into the pole.
Oh my lord!
And he is following him right now. That is, I wouldn't want to cross. It's a black.
Oh no, that is like, that's like now road rage. Oh gosh, stand back because you don't need anyone firing. You know what I mean?
A blacked out Cadillac? Hell no. I'm going to keep on going to the gym right now. I'm good. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm good. I'm so good.
That is like so crazy.
I'm in Roseville right now, but still, I've heard crazy things have been starting to happen in Roseville. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've lived here for like 3 years. And like, I remember like coming my first year. I'm like, man, it's crazy how like the crime rate here is like super low. Like I never hear anything. But then,
and now it's gotten bad.
Yeah, I think it's just like the people from like, you know, the like the lower regions or whatever, they're starting to come over to Roseville. I've noticed that a little bit.
You're like, stay over there on your side.
I know, I moved to Roseville to be safe, dude. I used to live in West Sacramento. I had a motorcycle and someone tried to like hijack me on my motorcycle. You know what I mean?
No way.
So, like, it was crazy, dude. Like it was early in the morning. It was in my apartment complex. And
oh my gosh.
I'm like backing my bike up, and this like Indian guy was just like saying like, hey, like I like your bike. I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, it's a really nice bike. And he just like started like circling around me. I'm like, yeah, it is a nice bike. And he was like, how do I get
your bike? You're like kind of weird.
Like, yeah, I was like, what do you mean how do you get my bike? I was like, oh, there's plenty of bikes on the marketplace. And he was like, no, like I want your bike. And he started getting closer and started reaching. I was like, oh yeah, no, fuck that. And then so I pulled back, and then I just ripped my bike all the way down the street, and I was fine. But yeah, no.
That's like crazy.
Yeah,
that's just weird. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you need to give me 5 feet, bro.
No, it's West Sacramento. They don't really, you know, listen to stuff like that. But,
that's like,
they listen
if
you have a gun on. That's definitely something where you'll be protected. So.
Yeah, that's just really crazy. But, oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad you're safe. So, do you carry any type of insurance for the business, like general liability, $100,000 minimum at least?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you would qualify for that program because I would assume that you can also pass the background check, right? Or else you wouldn't be doing the business that you're doing. But basically with that program, it's where you pay per lead, but that lead, like I said, it'll come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share it with anyone. It is only sent to you. I will say this, the lead costs are going to be a little high, right? But when you take into account that a qualified lead is if you talked about price over the phone or set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that would be considered qualified. Anything other than that, it's an unqualified lead that's credited back. So their minimum monthly budget is $1,235, but that gives you up to 13 leads in a month. So basically those leads are $95 a lead. What is the average cost on junk removal, like on a job for junk removal?
Minimum for me is $250.
Okay.
So single auto pickups are $89, and the minimum is $300. And then normally, like, jobs are, like, vary from, like, five to, like, six.
Okay. Because I was trying to figure out, like, if this would make sense, right, paying $95, okay, if your minimum job, you said, is $250 or $300?
$300.
$300. Okay. So basically,
I had an off price because I didn't have a trailer like a few months ago, and so my bed and my truck is $250. But as I got a trailer, like my minimum for that is $300.
Good. Yeah. I mean, hey, as you have more equipment, right? You got to be able to kind of increase your rates. You know what I mean? Because it's got to offset the cost of what you're spending on fuel, equipment, marketing, and all that. But one thing that I love about that Google guaranteed, the verified program, is that you have more control over the leads, when to shut them off and on. There's not like a limitation. You know what I mean? And unless if they're calling you for junk removal, it's an unqualified lead, right? They're calling to solicitate you. They're calling outside of an area that you do not service. It's an unqualified lead that is credited back. And they're the ones that you see at the very tippy top of the page with that check mark. But how do you feel about that lead cost, if you don't mind me asking?
like 95 for to qualify for how much?
So the minimum monthly budget is what we start you off with, which to turn on to activate the leads is 1,235, but that would give you up to 13 leads in the month, with the leads costing you $95. So when a lead comes in, right, you'll know it's a lead from that program because it'll say incoming lead, right, verified lead, and then it deducts the $95 from that budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you only got one lead in that month, which, I mean, I've never seen happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now that following month, you would only pay $95 because basically you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, that program, I mean, it's something we could assist you with, and it would not interfere whatsoever with what you're doing with Town Square, right? Because it's two separate programs. There is a one-time $250 application fee if you wanted to move forward with that program. We send you the application. Mm-hmm. You're going to fill it out and just upload your insurance document, and we push the application through to get approved by Google. So it typically takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. I mean, I've seen some people, honestly, Gabriel, get approved in 3 weeks, but it really depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. And then once you're approved, they will call you to notify you, our team member, and then they'll see when you want to activate the leads. Typically, they like to activate them within the 3 days, but unless it's said otherwise. Unless if you said next week or call me, you know, let's activate them now, then that's when they would do it, right?
But yeah.
I will tell you this, it is one of Google's better products, hands down, in my opinion. I would offer it to you way before I would offer you Google Ads.
Okay, so I know that you said, like, not to waste, or that you don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to waste yours either. What was I going to say? Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just, like, did it like a big job, but everything that I make in my job, I invest back into the company. So I literally have, like, no spending money for my business at the moment. Like, I have enough just for, hold on, I gotta grab my wallet. I'll be right back. I had to reset my phone. I'll be right back. What was I gonna say?
So you just have enough,
all
basically.
The money that I make, yeah, I just have enough for my monthly, marketing. That's really it.
Yeah.
I haven't had any jobs this week because it was Easter. Unfortunately not. I really don't want to waste your time, and the offer does sound great. Something I would be interested in if I've known, you know, prior to having this conversation like 4 days ago. It just goes back into marketing. It goes into my employees. It goes into more equipment, like stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I do apologize. I don't want to waste your time. That sounds like a
it's
great
okay.
And I hope that.
Well,
that
maybe in the future, you know?
Yeah.
But I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. Have a great workout. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
How are you going?
Bye-bye.